From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tropical Storm Jean has caused massive flooding and mudslides throughout Haiti, killing more than 300 people. One of the hardest hit areas was the northern coastal city, Gonaïves. Quickly rising floodwaters caught the town by surprise over the weekend. Argentine peacekeeping forces had been patrolling Gonaïves as part of the UN mission to maintain stability in the area following the political uprising earlier this year. Lieutenant Colonel Francisco Perez Burbain is deputy contingent commander of the Argentine battalion that's been helping with the rescue and recovery effort. He joins us from Gonaïves. Colonel, how extensive is the flooding there?
Well, the flooding covers the whole city and also destroyed two-thirds of our camp here in Gonaïves. The last time that they have a flood this big, it was in 88, I think. So they were not used to this kind of heavy rain.
How much rain fell in the area and how quickly did it fall?
Well, it was raining from the 7 o'clock in the morning of Saturday until 5 or 6 a.m. on Sunday. So it was almost 24 hours of a very heavy rain that flooded the whole city.
With all that water, what does it look like there in Gonaïves now? Gonaïves is a coastal town. It's in a low-lying area surrounded by hills. As the waters rose so quickly, where could they go to escape?
Well, the thing is that yesterday morning, the water was 3.5 meters high in the city. Right now, it is about 1 meter high, so the water is leaving the city, but very slowly. Most of the people lost their houses, and the rest tried to escape to the surroundings, to other cities, using buses, public buses.
In addition to flooding, has there also been a problem with mudslides?
Yes. The places where the water left, of course, it remains with mud, and the civilians also are trying to clean the area and their houses.
Colonel, what is the scene right now at the hospital or at relief centers?
Well, the problem at the hospital is that there is no hospital anymore. The hospital is, the local hospital is underwater completely, also the cemetery. So the injured that are more in a complex situation, they were took by the helicopters to Port-au-Prince, and they were treated at Port-au-Prince at our hospital.
Haiti is a very poor country, and Gonaïves has suffered quite a bit in the last year. It's tough to get through something like this, no matter where you happen to be, but is this going to be particularly difficult for Gonaïves and for all of Haiti to recover from the damage left behind by Jean?
Yes, for sure it will be very difficult, but they have a very difficult situation, even without water. So this heavy rain damaged the rest of the things that were okay. So this was really a disaster because even without this, the situation was difficult to help.
Well, Colonel, we know you're a busy man and you have much to do, so we're going to let you go. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Lieutenant Colonel Francisco Perez Burbain is the deputy contingent commander of the Argentine battalion for the UN peacekeeping forces in Haiti. He joined us from Gonaïves.